Now, U.S. security forces have engaged with migrants at the country's southern border with Mexico. U.S. Border Patrol agents used tear gas to keep the group from approaching the crossing line. Recent deaths of two immigrant children in U.S. custody have piled pressure on President Donald Trump for his tough immigration policies. U.S. President blamed the Democrats and, quote, their pathetic policies for the tragedies. Democrats, on the other hand, accused Trump of demonizing migrants for political gain. U.S. government has been on a partial shutdown over a standoff between the White House and Congress over funding for a border wall since the 22nd of December. Joining us out of Richmond is Mr. Keith Preston, political analyst. Hello, Keith. Thanks for joining us back on the program. Your thoughts on the fireworks we're seeing down there at the southern border, Keith?
Well, we have to understand the context in which this is taking place. What we're seeing now is nothing that's particularly unusual in the sense that there have quite frequently been incidents where individuals have tried to cross the southern border of the United States illegally and where they have been pushed back by the Border Patrol or by Customs or other federal law enforcement organizations that are responsible for guarding the border. But what we have to look at is the political context. Because the immigration issue has become such a polarizing issue and such a hot button issue in mainstream American politics today, we have to look at the way in which the political parties and the political class are engaged in a great deal of grandstanding over this issue. There's going to be people who try to cross the border illegally. That's going to happen. That's particularly true given the fact that there are very high rates of poverty and as well as social dislocation and crime and other kinds of disorder that are present in Mexico and in Central America. So it's not surprising that there are people who want to come to the United States to get away from that or to find work because American money is more valuable than the currencies of the Central American countries. There are people who want to come to the United States simply for a better life. And that's going to happen. And of course, there's always going to be the debate over, well, to what degree should the United States increase the number of migrants that are allowed into the country. That's a political question, but the political parties are not working to try to resolve this question in an effective or responsible manner. What's happening is that the political class is using this issue simply to, they're essentially using the situation to create a lot of political theater, and Donald Trump is certainly guilty of that, as are his critics. Donald Trump had made immigration into one of the primary issues of his administration, and it was one of the issues of his campaign, where what he was trying to do was essentially appeal to a base, a conservative base that's very hostile to immigration. And in order to maintain his credibility with his base, he's got to at least give the appearance that he's making progress when it comes to curbing immigration or building the wall. Now, of course, the opposition to President Trump, the Democratic Party, this is also an important issue to them. There are a range of Democratic Party constituents that for various reasons, ideological or political or otherwise, are opposed to the Trump administration's stance on immigration. However, the Democratic Party also has its own credibility at stake. The leadership of the Democratic Party in Congress stands to lose credibility in the eyes of its own constituents if the party is seen as caving in on this issue. So the two parties have constituents that they have to appease, and they have to maintain credibility. And both parties are also very inclined towards engaging in a great deal of political grandstanding, political theater of this question, rather than trying to find a pragmatic and practical solution to some of these kinds of problems. The particular incidents in question where the tear gas is being turned on the migrants that are trying to cross the border illegally, this one particular group, this happens frequently. This is not something that happens all the time. There are people.
And Keith, I don't mean to cut you off, but you mentioned pragmatic. I'm glad you mentioned the word pragmatic there, because if you take the political theater out of it, trying to get down to the pragmatic part of this is really a really tough and complicated, you know, a course to try to take itself. Why? Because you're trying to weigh the humanity of trying to show compassion for these desperate refugees with the fact that you have to show respect for the sovereignty of a nation that ought to have the right to decide who and how they comes onto its soil and in what respect and how they want to vet them and when and who and where and what kind of quotas they can really actually accept without putting a strain on their own economy. So it's really a tough thing to try to even decide the pragmatism of all this, isn't it?
Yes, and that's the real issue. The issue is, how do you go about finding some sort of fair or responsible balance between all of these different kinds of considerations. The need to vet immigrants, for example, to make sure that individuals that are not criminals or terrorists or whatever are not coming into the United States on one hand, and the need to treat people that are simply economic migrants or fleeing dangerous situations or seeking asylum, to treat these people in a humane and respectful way. These are all important considerations, and they're all considerations that have to be balanced against one another. And that's why any kind of immigration reform legislation or policies are going to have to incorporate all of these different kinds of considerations in a way that makes important trade-offs between different kinds of considerations. And that's why this has to be a pragmatic policy situation that's made through the participation of a wide spectrum of the interests that are involved, and it has to be something that's going to be bipartisan and accommodates the range of considerations that have to be taken into account. And that's exactly what is not happening. That the, as you were saying, the two parties are essentially engaged in a lot of political grandstanding. There's no effort to compromise or to find practical solutions to some of these problems in a way that address some of the most serious issues. The two parties are using this as political theater. They're doing this to enhance their own perceived credibility among their base, and it's become purely an issue of agitprop. It's simply a political grandstanding effort on the part of the political class, and until that changes, the situation at the border is not going to change.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program. I want to thank you, Keith Preston, joining us there, political analyst out of Richmond.